The Good Girls Stripped Bare, written and read by Tracy Spicer. A crew from a current affair is chasing me like a dodgy plumber down the street in front of the TV station. I've been kicked to the curb after more than a decade at Network 10 for committing a crime against television, spitting out sprogs. A wraparound dress covers the lumps and bumps of the woman formerly known as a yummy mummy. Apparently it's a pregnancy pouch, as though I'd somehow morphed into a marsupial. Gone are the power suits, tight-fitting frocks and camel-toed trousers that are de rigueur for a television newsreader. I'm beyond the amazing post-baby body stage, lauded by the trashy magazines after the birth of my first baby. Such stories are the children of commerce and envy, chimeras designed to deceive women. The publications that propagate these myths should be destroyed in a bonfire of the vanities. Will you ever work in television again? The journalist asks, thrusting a microphone towards my mouth. It's feeding time and I need to express. As I spin around, I feel the letdown and breast milk almost squirts in his face. Seems there's nothing dodgy about my plumbing after all. The milk seeps through my bra, saturating the dress. Imagine the tabloid headline, Twin Peaks Leak. It's so surreal I expect the man from another place to appear, speaking backwards from Agent Cooper's dream in the David Lynch series. I hope so, I say, scuttling into the adjacent cafe. But what are the chances of that? No one sues a television network and gets away with it. Perhaps I should have signed that press release saying I'd elected to leave for family reasons. That's what a good girl would have done. But I can't let them get away with it. I want to fight, not just for me, for all women. Still, questions niggle like chafed nipples. Can women stand up for their rights without retribution? Should you cry over spilled milk? And what happens when a good girl turns bad?